heading to Rarotonga, then you need to get the unofficial official guide to Raro, and it's completely free. The helpful 8-page PDF gets you completely ready for your holiday to Rarotonga. Inside the guide, you'll find information on transportation, Wi-Fi, customs, SIM, eSIM information on the cards, scooter rentals, and so much more. To get your free guide to Rarotonga, head to raropass.com/guide. That's raropass, raropass.com/guide. Welcome to the Key Runner Podcast, a show about what you will find, what you will not find in the Cook Islands. And now here's your host, Chantal Napa.
Cook Islands. I am at the Cook Islands Chocolate Factory with Framine. I have no appointment. I just rocked on up, right? And then I heard this. Because I've been wanting to come up here, everyone. And so did you hear I said chocolate? Yeah, did you, just in case you didn't hear that, you know, chocolate. So then I say to Framine, hey, I think we should just do a quick recording, right, and tell everybody, because we're talking, and so let's tell everyone, see, Raro Styles, motorbike going past, rock on, all good, rest will go off soon. Mm. And then I said to you, Framine, what are you doing? And then you said to me, what's this?
Banana wine.
Banana wine?
Yeah.
Nice.
The banana is supplied by the community.
Yep.
As a ingredient to make local fruit wine.
Nice.
You can have a spill.
I don't know why it's the first time I've been up here. I've been home 15 years. Why is it only the first time I've been up here? I'm about to have a try, everyone.
Smells this.
Beautiful. It smells like that dried banana as well that we have, the piere.
That's the one. You have to make the piere first.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
You got to make the piere first before you just don't put the banana.
Yep. Yeah. And so the piere, everybody, in our language is dried banana. And then, so he's basically just showing me a bottle at the factory here. A big, large glass bottle with lots of bananas inside it. And then they're kind of like, are you fermenting this? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Sugar.
And then what are you showing me now?
Dried bananas.
Dried bananas. Oh, yum. Can I eat some, please?
You can have some.
Oh, yum.
We have a number of people on the island that dry bananas at their homes.
Oh, that smells beautiful.
At their homes. They dry bananas.
Wow.
They're just putting bananas in the sun.
Yeah.
And we go there and buy it off them, and a trade happens. We need it to make our products, and our products are sold to the visitors that's coming in.
Meitaki. He's saying, I'm so glad that you came, everyone.
Yeah.
Well, I saw your sign on the road, right? And you rang me a couple of weeks ago, and you're like, Chantal, it's Raymond. I'm like, did Victoria tell you to ring me? And you go, yes, Victoria.
Well, you were supposed to come up here and Victoria come up too at the same time. But sorry, Victoria, you're not here.
I think I can make another appointment with her, but she actually mentioned to me the day, like on that day, she said, have you gone up to the chocolate factory? And I went, actually, no, I haven't. I must go. And she said, you need the Monroe Pass, Chantal, because it's something that we need to tell tourists about, to come up to the chocolate factory for the factory tour, right? And I went, you're right, Victoria. I'll go. So I'm here. Okay?
Thank you very much. All your audience out there, all locals, wide, broadband.
So I'm actually eating dried banana while I'm like interviewing everyone. It's so amazing. We're sitting at the factory, right? And you've asked me about the audience, Raymond. 36% of my audience are Cook Islanders. And then in second place at about 29% is New Zealand. And then in third place is America, actually. America's about 16%. And then in fourth place, at about 14%, is Australia. So the top four countries listening make up about 80%. And then the other 20% is the rest of the world. So,
excellent.
So currently, we're reaching 107 countries and about 1,200 cities. And it's totally volunteer, you know, I do it voluntarily. It's like when I said to you, oh, Raymond, I don't want to miss this opportunity. I'm just going to bring out my phone and record our show. Usually I do it on my laptop with a microphone and inside a controlled, you know, my office. But
this is a jack out of the box.
That's right. And my IT guy, Hayden, said,
I wasn't prepared for
this. He always said, if you got it, just push record, because sometimes you can't get them because they're busy working.
Who said that?
My IT guy, Hayden, you know, he's like, you've got a microphone, just push it on your phone, yes. Right?
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this chocolate factory thing?
See, two, just before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is not a new concept. Hey, we're just copying or trying to finish something that was created way back in the 70s.
Mm, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. And we're just the ones that's taken interest and carried on. There's a lot of people to thank for this. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're trying to do. There's a group of us.
Yep.
Yeah. Our main, how would you say it, the leader, person that makes us move forward is Papa Tupisho. Yeah. He's in charge of our planting.
Okay.
The chocolate factory is just a bait. Eh? And we learned that from attending the Kahau e-commerce challenge.
Mm.
Yeah, they took us to Kahau e-commerce. Thank you to Kahau for giving us this opportunity to learn e-commerce. Eh? And in our learning, you have to have a bait in whatever business you're in. Eh? So we thought of our bait would be a chocolate factory.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's the bait.
Yeah.
When you come up here, we really just want to show you how we're growing the product, the produce.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Is growing it. We're at the stage where we're growing.
Mm.
And we're growing trees. Huh?
Yes. Okay.
Little
yeah.
trees.
Can you tell us, Framine, what, as an example, what you're growing?
We're growing theobromic cacao trees. Theobromic is the scientific name. There's another name above that, but I forgot that one, but I know theobromic.
Mm-hmm.
Then underneath theobromic, you have varieties of cacao. And the cacao produce that comes out of the tree is the ingredient that is needed. It's the raw material needed to make chocolate. Aye, like that. And you need to plant the trees first.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going planting trees everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're doing. So all my days is mainly with Papa Tupe. Papa Tupe is planting taro, planting cocoa. We're on the maintenance side of it. So when we're back here at our factory, we call it, mm-hmm. which is a grassroots factory.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yep. grassroots.
Yeah, it's grassroots. Yeah.
Every
100%.
Chocolate, yeah, every chocolate you get on the shelf has to come from a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it has to. A lot of people don't see that. Mm. And they have the opportunity to come here and see that. No.
And so when you say you're producing other things, is this for liqueurs? Is this why you
we
have
grow
this?
Bananas.
Yeah. Could
we
you explain
have,
this to me?
We have a lot of bananas that we're wasting. That's can't be sold in the market because there's a lot of bananas.
Yes.
Hey, so
yes.
the market is flooded.
Yep.
Bananas is one of the markets in the Cook Islands that's always flooded, especially here.
Yes.
So you need to look at a market.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a market.
Mm.
And look at your produce and add value to it.
Yeah, fantastic.
When you hear about hey, let's add value to our produce.
Yes.
This is an example of it.
Yeah.
We're not the only people doing this.
Yes.
We're not the only people doing adding value. Hey, there's the sauce. There's Danny Mataro with his kuru. There's Paul Lynch with his chili sauce. There's the mamas with their poke and their mitiore. They're all adding value. And it just so happens our product is cacao and vanilla and bananas and everything we grow. So we just we try and redefine the product. Yeah, like that. I think that's the way to do it. So you define it, then you redefine it, then you redefine it some more. And you just keep redefining it till you get something of value out of it that can generate revenue.
And it's organic.
We're having problems with organic here.
Tell me.
I would say it's agriculture, government's responsibility.
So would you rather use the word agriculture instead of organic? Is that what you mean?
No, there's another word for it. You can use organic is...
It's all right. He'll be gone. There's another bike going past.
Organic is... It's like a term used by New Zealand standards.
Okay.
Organic. How their model is to be organic. Our model of organic here is a bit different.
Can you explain in your words what you... are trying to tell me, Framline?
We want the
about
whole,
being different.
We want the whole Cook Islands to be organic without using any chemicals.
Mm.
Yeah, and I think our problem over here is that we have to test every section to be organic. Yes, why don't we test the whole Cook Islands? Hey, let's make the whole Cook Islands just be organic. It's harder. Yeah, it's harder. It's harder to plant organic.
So when they say organic, do they actually mean they don't use any? Pesticides or anything.
Us in our organics, in the way we plant, it's all about controlling the weed, the grass that grows, that tries to overlap and grow over your plants. Right. You can either use chemical, Roundup and all that, or you can do it the manual way. And that's what we do. We get out there with weed cutters and maintain our ground without using chemicals. We try and put barriers up with lands that have used pesticides, chemicals.
Yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
You can feed your plants, we feed our plants with blood and bone. That's natural, organic food for the trees. Like that. But in terms of being organic farmers, that's how we approach organic. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, keep your weeds down by weeding it yourself manually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you weed around your plants, you need to get rid of it by pulling it out, cutting it with a recut or whatever. If you go with a spray, you kill everything around it.
Yeah.
It's a bit different.
I'm processing and I'm actually understanding what you're saying.
Yeah.
And cool. Only because I come from a agriculture family background.
Mm.
But, right. Now, I wanted to ask you, Framon, on Saturdays, you go to Punanganui Market in the mornings.
Yes.
What do you take with you to showcase to visitors down there? Because you know how I'm working on my side, so I never can pop around to you?
We're doing the same thing as you, trying to sell. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do. We need to generate income to keep our work moving.
Yep.
Because we have, like every other businesses, expenses.
And what are you selling on a Saturday morning when you're there? What are you offering them? So we can tell the listeners, like, if they come to Punanganui Market on a Saturday and they look for you, Framine, with the sign, what can they expect to buy from you?
They can buy our services
to
them. And our services are tours, alcohol, vanilla extracts, chocolate. Yeah, those are our services we provide at our, on Saturday.
Yes.
And you can purchase, look, taste, touch, smell.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, before you buy.
Yeah.
We're a bit different from other people.
Yeah.
It's that, for example, vanilla extract.
Mm.
The market has a lot of vanilla extracts in the market. Plenty of it.
Smells beautiful around the island, though.
At least our customers can touch the vanilla it's been made from.
True, I just walked past the whole lot of it
when
I came into your factory.
Yeah. Yeah. Those vanillas are from vanilla farmers here on the island. Yeah. So.
And then you package it for them?
We sell it, we process it for them, make it into products and sell it.
Fantastic.
We'll be selling our vanilla vodka in less than 3 weeks at Moody Outlet here.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
So we'll be out there. Hopefully our sign will be ready. First time we've gone
out. Do you also go to the Moody Night Market or just the Punumanui one?
No, because of our competition in size, Saturdays is our main days that can give us a forecast
that you
how much revenue we're going to generate for the week. Saturday will tell us that.
And I suppose it's difficult, Freeman, like you're the accountant, you're the grower, you're the weed cutting guy. You can't actually go to a market 4 nights a week because Moody Market's 4 nights a week and go to Punanga 5 days. So it's like, because you're in the, with the other growers as well. You're planting, you're processing, you're producing, and then you've got to go down as well. So what that tells me is they can find you at the market on a Saturday.
Yep.
And then Mara Stiles, bike going past again. And then they can also contact you and come up here to the factory.
Yeah, they'll just see our sign on the rack.
Yes, yes.
Take the bait.
Take the bait.
There's the bait there and we'll reel you in.
Yeah. We need to find a sponsor for you, possibly for another sign, or get, because like I was like driving and I was like, that's right, there's the sign, don't miss it, Chantel.
It's okay. Yeah,
the it sign, works.
The sign brings us the capacity of people we want to come up here in line with
what I'm trying to say, everyone, it's not this flash sign down on the road, right? It's just this blackboard. It works. It's just got writing on it. It's hard out grassroots, man. So it actually tells you what you're going to drive up to. Okay. Well, thank you, Freeman. That was really, really great. I'm sure I'll interview you another day, right, and get an update from you. And we'll get you up on Rara Pass, the business as well. And then we can have like a lot of connections for people to find you. So before we finish up, out of all the alcohol that you make, because how many kinds of alcohol do you make? Because then I want to ask you, which is your favorite?
All of them.
Yeah.
We make every fruit when it's in season.
Okay. Yeah. Seasonal.
Yeah. Seasonal. Whatever fruits in season. You do it that way because
totally makes sense.
You always got continuity.
Yeah, true. Because that's why you might do the mango flavor, and then you might do the banana flavor, and then you might do because it's in season.
So in this mango season, we've been collecting mangoes, peeling it, putting it in plastic bags, putting it in the freezer. Our storage capacity is full. All the skin, we put it in, a solution of maybe 10 coconuts, 10 nu with the kiko. All the peel from the mango in a bin.
Yes.
Seal it, add some a ratio of water to it.
Yes.
Put some yeast in it.
Yes.
Seal it up, put an air bubble in it. That will ferment into alcohol. All your banana skins, everything goes in, and we make alcohol food grade alcohol. We don't make much.
Yeah.
But it's not relying on importing the alcohol. It can be made here.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, it can be made here.
Yep. Very cool, okay. Fremont.
And my favorite alcohol would be the cocoa liqueur.
Okay, the cocoa liqueur. Yeah. Yeah. Can I try some of that when we finish
you
recording?
You can have a bottle. You can have a little bottle.
No, I just need a little glass. I don't need a bottle. I just want to try it, please. Yeah. Well, there you go, everyone. You heard this with Kia Ora on a Podcast. Fremont Kotaka. I'm your host, Chantal Napa. Thanks for listening. I'm going to go and try some of this liqueur. Aren't I lucky?
Yes.
Right. Kia manuia means good luck. Kia rana, may you live long. And aira ra means farewell. See ya.